Most people associate this as the music of a North Carolina fiddler. This is how Meg Mulhern plays the violin.
A lot of times when people find out I'm a violinist or a fiddler, they will ask if I play bluegrass or old time or something like that, and I have in the past. I think that I wanted to do something kind of more unexpected or experimental with the violin.
From early on as a musician, Mulhern diverged from a traditional path for violinists. She was drawn to metal and hardcore music, and when she plugged into effects pedals and amplifiers, she was able to express the elusive sounds she heard in her mind. She recorded and toured for 5 years in the Asheville indie noise rock band Descalada. Today, Mulhern composes music for solo performance, collaborates in a duo with her longtime partner David Lynch, and in another duo with the experimental vocalist Elisa Fares. Mulhern is also part of an ensemble devoted to drone music, and she has recently composed music for film. And through it all, she tours, performing all over the country and in Europe for audiences who somehow find their way to her genre-defying music.
One of the things that people have said about my music is it's cinematic. And I can't tell you what I've been scoring so far. You know, it doesn't have a film associated with it, but it's been scoring life, I guess.
Mulhern was 14 years old when her family moved from Rockville, Maryland to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Throughout her youth, she jumped from art to music to theater.
When I was a kid, I had this, what I called my briefcase, which was full of art supplies. I had everything from markers to staplers to weird cookie cutter things that I could cut out paper shapes with.
Mulhern has carried the notion of that briefcase into her music. By day, she works in shipping for the Asheville synthesizer manufacturer Make Noise, and Mulhern runs her violin through Make Noise modules.
I decided to plug my violin into an amplifier, and that changed some things. I've also been studying the modular synthesizer. I'm hearing sounds that I'm making that I've never heard before.
While much of her music defies tempo or time signature, Mulhern insists there's structure to her compositions, often inspired by a mood or a theme. Still, she and her collaborators thrive in improvisation.
You have to trust when a song is done, and you also have to trust when a song may evolve live further. So maybe they're never done, and I'm actually okay with that.
Most recently, Mulhern has been composing music for a documentary about the early River Arts District sculptor John Payne.
I was really inspired by the sculptures and the sounds of those things too, like the metal and the pulleys and the industrial sounds and things like that, and just kind of the physicality of it. I see music as being kind of timeless. I would like to kind of acknowledge the timelessness, not necessarily trying to reflect a current mood. You know, I'm not trying to be necessarily current with it. I don't want to put it in one genre or one time.
Mulhern's duo with Elisa Fares, Spectral Habitat, is performing at Revolve Now, an evening of performance, December 12th at the Asheville Art Museum. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.